Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
We get now to another local artist that we love and enjoy and who's been in studio many times. Sherri-Ann of Sister Speak is here. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Nice to see you.
How you doing?
We're really good. I'm fine.
I'm a little tired.
I'm good.
I'm a little tired, too.
You can relate to this. I had 5 gigs over the weekend.
What?
Yeah, and it's silly, isn't it?
It is, but somehow it just makes things a little more interesting.
Does it?
Sometimes.
I'm tired. I'm jaded.
Are you
jaded?
I think I am, yeah.
Yeah? Do you want to go to bed?
I do.
Sherri-Ann can be the new host of the morning show.
Yeah, I can drive up from San Diego.
If you want.
She just asked me if I'd like to go to bed. It's a long time since anybody but my wife has asked me that.
Well, Sister Speak is a band, like I said, that we've been playing for, it feels like, forever. I mean, since we first started, even. I think you were a part of our playlist and a part of our station, so.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for being one of our favorite local artists for so long. It's cool for us as well. And things are going very well for you, so we will update people on Sister Speak. We should mention there's a secret word in the interview. Okay, we do a secret word. If Sherri-Ann says it, she wins something arbitrary. Nobody's ever won anything.
No,
nobody wins anything. But if you say it, it's really exciting for us.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't stress about it.
I'm a little stressed.
Don't stress.
I'm just kidding.
It's easy.
So what's going on with your band, which is taken a lot of different manifestations of amounts of people and who you're playing with and who you're collaborating with, etc.
Yeah, it's been a great last couple years, and since the album, things have been really moving forward. The Rise Up for Love CD. And Sister Speaks had a few different collaborations, and lately I've been actually writing a bit with my bandmate Tolan Shaw, who has his own project.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we love Tolan. We love your whole little scene down there in San Diego.
Yeah.
I don't mean to say little scene, sounds patronizing, but we love the scene in San Diego, the musicians that come out of there.
Yeah.
It's unaffected, and it's not some sort of a hipster thing, and it's not Los Feliz.
Yeah.
So that's good. We're not Los Feliz. That could be a good label. We should start a label down there, shouldn't we?
Not Los Feliz.
Not Los Feliz.
Okay. Yeah.
But Sister Speak is you, really. And we didn't know this because you are humble and Canadian.
It's true, actually. Yeah, I don't really say that much. But yeah, I do sometimes tour as Sister Speak solo.
Wow.
I actually did that in Colorado a couple times over the last few months. And yeah, essentially I started Sister Speak with a girl named Sam. You might have seen that years ago.
Yeah.
Almost 5 now. And we toured the country for, we were always on tour. That's just what we did. We didn't even have a place. We just were touring all the time. And that I actually learned a lot about folk music because she was very folk influenced, and I was very indie influenced, independent, more like rock indie kind of thing. So we kind of melded our styles, and then she moved out east, and from that combination, I think I took a lot of kind of folk rock rootsy sound, and she was like, "Yeah, just take the name and go with it." So I did, and then Lisa, a drummer I worked with and percussionist for a few years as a main part of Sister Speak. We also took a run together with different bandmates, and more recently I've been collaborating with different versions of the duo in band. So Tolan and I, he's out east now. Very far east. He's in Vietnam.
Far east.
He's out east.
Yeah,
so we've been having a blast. He came up on tour this summer for 10 days, and it was so fun. We were all...
And yeah, you're in good company with Tolan. I mean, he just played Kaboo Festival in San Diego.
Yeah.
He's doing really, really well. It's good for you guys to get together. And like Jason was saying, I mean, the scene down there as well as Orange County is so tight that people are incestually, making music together, which is lovely.
It's brilliant that everybody gets to work together a little bit and sort of test the waters. It's really cool. Because that, you and Lisa, that's the manifestation of Sister Speak that we're most familiar with.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? What are you looking at doing next? You could get a bagpiper or something?
That's what I'm thinking. Bagpipes?
Yeah. Yeah. It's not annoying, is it? Bagpipes?
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, yeah, so I've been, you know, like, just different combinations. It's mostly just the band that I have and then different members. So if Tolan's gone, he's so busy with a solo project, I'll have a couple different guitarists I work with. One, Mayer, he played on the album, and he's amazing. He plays slide and Gibson electric, so we'll do some duo stuff together. And then Sarvin of the band Groove Session, they're one of my favorite bands. I don't know if you've heard of them. They're a funk band. They're amazing. So he's got an acoustic side, and he's learned all of Tolan's parts on the album, like, to a T.
Right.
So I have another guy up in Canada that did the same. So yeah. I like to keep consistency, and, like, if you want to play, just make sure you learn the
consistency
parts.
Yet with a bunch of different people.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's, like, the collaborative nature has been actually very freeing, because depending on the gig, sometimes I'll request just two acoustic guitars and harmonies.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I'll request a full band with drums and bass and keys and all that. So, cool. Yeah, it's been really fun to do a creative combination.
And you recently got a sponsorship, if you will. Taylor Guitars is
going
to be in your hand as you tour.
Yeah, so I've been playing this 712 CE my friend lent me, like, 3 years ago. And it changed my life. I love this guitar. And recently, Taylor partnered with Sister Speak and, gave me a GS Mini for international touring and for short tours. I'm going to do a GS Mini winter tour, so that'll be really fun.
Brilliant. They're one of the few companies out there now, musical instrument companies that are still giving guitars to local artists and to maybe less well-known artists, so... Good for them.
Yeah, they've been really supportive of the tours and just in general. They're, I think, awesome.
Yeah.
What sponsorship is next for you? I mean, you're going to end up with headbands or shirts or...
Thinking Alaska Airlines. I'm just kidding.
That'd be good for a
Tesla. I'm looking Tesla, if you're listening.
Tesla.
Yeah, I could
you
use
want
that.
A Tesla sponsorship.
I need a new car for the wife.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, well... It does help on the road. Daddario has been a great sponsor as well. They've been phenomenal. They have everything, so it helps cut costs on the road.
Yeah.
They've been very supportive since the beginning of Sister Speak, like literally the first couple months.
Mostly, usually a string company, Daddario.
Yeah.
And it mounts up the price of strings. If you're changing strings every couple of gigs, which you should be.
I try to, but I forget, and then I break them. I probably break one today.
That'll be cool.
They're expensive. Yeah, if you change them every couple of gigs, you're spending hundreds of dollars a year on strings.
Yeah.
Well, let's have Sherri Ann perform live again, Sister Speak in studio. And you can see Sister Speak tonight at Skyloft in Laguna. We'll talk more about that gig after she plays for us. So what are you going to perform, Sherri Ann?
A song called Coming Back. I wrote this up in Canada. I was working on the Rise Up for Love CD up there when I had an injury in... This song is about coming back out of my head, coming back for the people. Yeah, here we go. Take these ribbons off your eyes, 'cause we know truth, we know lies. We all know, we know lonely. All that long road to Austin, had a dream and thought I lost it. I came home, found you there. And see that smile across my face, ear to ear until I break. But you don't know, my lonely heart. Do we know where the brothers stir?
rinse the dirt and bread to feed all the masses, all the greed. We'll tell the children 60,000 chemicals fill our cups and fill our lungs. We'll kill our lonely hearts. I've been lonely, lonely without you, my friends. You, you will find me coming back to you, my friends. See the lines from state to state, across the river, stain the lakes. In the north, coming strong. Oh, it's cold, but I ain't leaving. I'll be strumming till the eve. People calling out on the shorelines. It's the greatest suffering of all. It's a lonely heart without a cause. Who will hear?
So great.
Awesome. Nice job.
Sister Speak in the studio. Song, American song of travel and yearning.
It kind of is, yeah. Actually, yeah, I was on my way to Austin. On that long road to Austin, you probably heard that.
Yeah,
I don't
even
repeat myself.
Love it. How do you stay sort of interested in writing? Are you writing from your own experience, or are you telling stories more as you progress?
I live a wild and crazy life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can tell you look tired. Actually, not at all. You look very perky.
Are you
this
supposed
morning.
To tell a woman that ever? I don't think you are.
It's getting deep out. I love to travel. That's one of the biggest things. I write when I travel. I write a lot in Canada. Whenever I go home to the Okanagan, it's so beautiful.
The Okanagan?
Okanagan. Yeah. It's really amazing up there. It's so beautiful.
Is the Okanagan, that's an area of Canada, I take it?
West Coast.
Pardon me for not knowing.
That's okay. Do you know who the Prime Minister is?
Of Canada.
Yeah.
You got a new Prime Minister.
We did, you know.
The last one was a guy called Stephen something.
You don't need to...
No. Wait, no, it was a woman.
Justin Trudeau is the new one.
Justin Trudeau.
Yeah.
Very French.
I knew that.
You mm-hmm. didn't know that.
I just decided not.
I wanted to see if you knew. BS, honestly. No idea. And he's cool. He's a socialist.
There's some pretty awesome things about him, that's for sure.
I'm glad you guys agree on this.
Has he got a sexy French accent?
I think so, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So I write a lot up there. Actually, that song, Coming Back, was reflecting a little bit on all the things that are going on up there with the pipelines and the trend and ship oil and extreme amounts out to China and all that stuff.
Explain that to me. They want to build a pipeline across Canada and then down into the United States. Obama says no.
Keystone.
No.
Yeah.
No pipeline.
Veto.
Yeah, he said no to it. Is that bad or good?
Well, it depends on your
choose.
Perspective.
Just choose one of them.
I think it's good.
Say it now.
I think it's good. I think it's awesome.
Good. Okay.
I really think it's awesome. I'm a huge fan of BC being clean. I live there, and like out here, I don't see very many clean lakes. I don't see.
No, absolutely. Everything's
California.
Dead it is as a doornail.
Southern California. It's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Up at home, like that's a gem there. You go up there in the summer, you can actually see like 10, 20 feet down when you're at like a beautiful river and a lake, some of the lakes up there.
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
It's so cool.
Well, we're so dry here. It's just we've had a drought and it's totally dry. And there are parts of California that are just completely like, what have you heard about that place, the Salton Sea?
Yes, I used to live around there.
Did you?
Yeah.
We did a video there.
Did you?
It was like the end of the world.
Right.
I swear to God.
No, it is. It's apocalyptic.
Yeah,
it
there was, you go. Yeah. That's the word.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It was. Yeah.
Thank you for that transition, Jason. Well done. Sister Speak is live in studio on KX93.5. Tell us about the gig tonight at Skyloft, which I haven't been to yet, but I heard it's cool.
It just opened up.
Right.
I'm super excited. Classy new spot in Laguna. I'm going to have the trio. So Jacob, bass player in Sister Speak for the last 2.5 years. He was here when we did that Lady Love interview.
Right.
Yeah, and he's been awesome. So he's going to join along with Sarvin of Groove Session on guitar and harmony. So
cool. What time's that tonight?
8:30 to 11:30.
Now, are you playing? Is it outdoors, like on the rooftop?
I don't know yet.
I don't know how it works.
I've not
there.
Been there yet. Yeah. But friends of mine, my wife's been a couple of times.
Bring
friends
your wife.
Of mine say, well, actually, she's sick. She's not well. She got this terrible stomach flu thing. But anyway,
I wonder
say,
where she got that.
Yeah, I had it first.
Oh, no.
I had it first. Yeah,
I didn't know
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, she's really got it bad. But they say it's brilliant. And, of course, Ivan from Mozambique, who owns it and has refurbished the place. It was a different gig before and it wasn't a real gig.
Yeah.
But he really knows what he's doing. Obviously, with his experience with Mozambique, the good bits and the bad bits of Mozambique, he's learned. So apparently now, and musician friends of mine say, this is a sweet gig. It sounds amazing, apparently.
Cool.
Yeah.
Tony's probably going to do the sound, I think.
That's it. Tony's down there doing sound, yeah.
Ooh. We played Mozambique in September with the four-piece. That was awesome. Super right. fun. And I'm stoked. This is
well, you get to find out if Tony's any good.
Oh, yeah.
Because the sound on stage at Mozambique isn't great.
You don't think
but
so?
Apparently they've learned their lesson now.
Ah.
And they've built their thing down there, and Tony's working down there. So you can't blame the equipment. If it doesn't sound good down there, it's Tony's fault.
Uh-oh. You just say it. You're very blunt.
Jason's in a fierce mood this
fierce
morning.
Mood.
I'm just saying like it is.
You really are. You're coming in hot.
Coming at it.
Kind of scaring me.
I'm not scared yet, but...
No, you're going to have a good time down there solo. What? I can't mess it
or
up.
Or you're not, or it's going to be the worst game.
Whatever. Do you know what? It's nobody's going to die.
No one's going to die.
It's going to be all right. Unless somebody throws themselves off the roof there.
That wouldn't be good.
Jason Fetty, everybody.
Unless it's a trampoline, if you jump off the roof, it would be so fun, actually.
Trampoline on the roof. That's
no,
a
like
great
on
idea.
The, on the ground for jumping off the roof.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Right, no, I think just put the trampoline on the roof.
Did you ever do that when you were
see
kid?
What happens.
I think you guys probably should not open a venue.
We'll put the band on a trampoline. That's going to be fun.
A and rotating.
Everybody's one. Underwater.
Viewed underwater.
All right. Do you want to play one more song for us, Sherri-Ann?
Sure.
Sister Speak again is the band tonight at Skyloft in Laguna Beach. And what is the final tune?
This is going to be On My Own 2 Feet. It's a song I wrote up in Canada at the same time as the Rise Up for Love CD, too. And just going to be releasing it in the next month. Tolan did some beautiful harmonies on the track. And it's called On My Own 2 Feet.
Whenever you're ready.
All righty. It's the way you move in the morning and the way you breathe at night that makes me shiver and makes me remember. It's the way the snow melts my heart and the autumn leaves fall. It makes me stronger in the arms of the angels. I don't wanna fall, I don't wanna find anything to hide from you. I don't wanna break, I don't wanna see.
makes me a forgiver in the arms of the angels. I don't wanna fall, I don't wanna find anything to hide from here. I don't wanna break, I don't wanna see you until I'm stronger. I just wanna feel, I don't wanna fight anymore with you, love, no, no. I just wanna be free on my own two feet, yeah. Tears in silence. Everybody wonders how to catch the road when the season's changing. Everybody's begging to see.
One of our favourite songwriters from San Diego, California, Sherri-Anne, Sister Speak, I should say, because you are Sister Speak.
Yeah.
We've learned that today. It's good for you. Do you feel like you've come out a little bit now? Like I am Sister Speak.
I love combinations of bands. I have a hard time saying I, like we. Yeah, yeah. So I do love that it is a collaboration. I love playing with other musicians and jamming.
Sure. Well, you guys, all of y'all, will be tonight at Skyloft here in town, Sister Speak, and see them. What time's the show start again?
8:30
tonight at Skyloft. Sherri-Anne, thank you for driving up and taking some time for us this morning.
You're welcome.
And this will be podcast online at kx935.com. And keep us in the loop about the new live EP coming out, right, in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, it's coming out very soon. And I'm going to air a new track on 91. Oh, I shouldn't talk about another station.
No, you should not.
Certainly not. Gosh. That's
right. On 93.5.
Yes.
Yeah, FM. We want to get it first. We'll get. I know you're going to go off and do other things with other people.
No, I'm going to send it to you first.
No, if you want to see other people, that's fine.
No, the debut's going to be.
Whatever you want to do, that's fine. But what's good for you is good for us. We'll see other people too.
I said the wrong digits. It's 93.5.
Right. And then we'll hopefully get that and we'll play it. And
yeah, it's getting mastered right now, so I'll send it to you next week.
Great.
If you want to play it on the weekend before anybody else.
We do.
Yeah.
We must. We will.
It'll be live. It's a special edition EP. SisterspeakMusic.com is where you can find it. And Laguna's Only FM is going to be debuting
there
it. We're just excited.
Good recovery, Sherri.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving, by the way? You're doing something special for Thanksgiving? You've got your parents here, right?
I do. You know what? Canadians celebrated in October.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do they do that? Don't they know that God said it should be in November?
The pioneers. We celebrated, October. So this Thanksgiving, I'm going to be playing field hockey.
Oh.
So Canadian.
I know. Canadian. I did that forever. I'm going to talk too long here. But yeah, you guys, I love you so much. Thank you for being so supportive. You've been awesome.
Well, it's mutual. Yeah. We totally love you. Thank you for coming in so early on a morning.
You're welcome.
And we'll see you soon. Skyloft tonight. Sister Speak, 8:30.
You.